As dawn breaks, I find myself in contemplation, my thoughts a tapestry woven from prayers and the silent longing for guidance. In these quiet moments, I ponder my purpose and the path God has laid before me. The words of Jeremiah 29 verse 11 echo within, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." It's a reminder that, even in uncertainty, God's design for my life is rooted in hope and prosperity, not in despair. Yet, as I traverse this path, I am met with challenges that test my resolve. The concept of sin, its grip, and the fear of losing my way loom large. I am reminded of Romans 7 verses 18 to 19, where Paul shares, "For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." Like Paul, I find solace in the fact that my struggles are not mine alone but are shared by those who have walked this path before me. It's a battle, yes, but one that does not define my salvation, for 1 John 1 verse 9 assures, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In moments of weakness, doubts whisper from the shadows, questioning the very foundation of my faith. "Why are you praying? There is no one there," the enemy taunts. Yet, in the face of these assaults, I stand firm, fortified by Ephesians 6 verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." This armor, my faith, shields me, reminding me that these doubts are but fleeting shadows against the eternal light of God's presence. I have come to recognize that my journey with God is as unique as the relationship he shares with each of his children. Conversations with fellow believers, though sometimes met with dismissal, have taught me that my experience of God's presence need not mirror theirs to be valid. Romans 14 verse 22 says, "The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God." It's a poignant reminder that my walk with God is personal, a path defined by the steps we take together, not by the judgments of those around me. As I commit my life and soul to Jesus, I recall 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." My trials, my struggles, they are not in vain. They are the crucible through which my faith is refined, shaping me into the likeness of Christ. I am called not to a life of ease, but to one of purpose, molded by the hands of the divine potter. In my quieter moments, I've come to understand that perhaps God speaks to me in ways different from others. It's not in the grand gestures, but in the still, small voice, the gentle whisper that guides me back when I stray. 1 Kings 19 verses 11 to 12 illustrates this beautifully, as Elijah found God not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in a gentle whisper. This whisper, this soft murmur amidst the cacophony of life, is where I find my strength, my direction. And so, as I pen these words, my heart is filled with a quiet resolve. The journey is long, fraught with trials and tribulations, but it is mine to walk. With each step, I am reminded of Philippians 4 verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." It is this strength, this unyielding faith, that carries me forward, walking in the light of his love, guided by his hand. In the tapestry of faith that spans across cultures and individual hearts, I often ponder the myriad paths walked in the pursuit of salvation. Each journey, distinct in its essence, weaves a unique pattern in the grand design of spiritual seeking. Yet, amidst this diversity, my soul finds resonance with the journey of Peter, as depicted in the scriptures. His tumultuous path of faith, marked by moments of profound conviction and instances of doubt, mirrors the complexities of my own spiritual quest. Peter's narrative is a testament to the grace that underpins our faltering steps towards the divine. Drawing from Peter's experiences, I sense a divine nudge guiding me deeper into the scriptures, urging me to explore the depths of my salvation. It was Simon Peter's encounter with Christ that marked a pivotal moment in my spiritual awakening. The simplicity of his faith amidst the storm of uncertainties illuminated my path. It was as if, in that moment of revelation, the complexities of my faith journey coalesced into a singular truth, the steadfast love of God, ready to test and refine me through the multifaceted trials of life. This realization brought with it a profound trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, a trust that transcends mere acknowledgement to become a visceral anchor of my being. Within this trust lies a sense of accomplishment and an ineffable peace that ebbs and flows with the rhythms of life. It's a reminder that the Lord's plans for me are woven with threads of hope and purpose, destined to unfold in His divine timing. I've come to understand that God's silence is not absence but a sacred space for growth. There was a time when my prayers were laden with desires for worldly riches, a misguided measure of divine favor. Yet, through the lens of faith refined by trials, my aspirations have transformed. The allure of wealth has dimmed, replaced by a contentment found in the authenticity of my current state. Whether in abundance or in want, my spirit clings to the profound realization that proximity to the Lord is not tethered to material wealth but to the richness of a heart aligned with His will. In embracing this truth, I acknowledge that the journey of faith is not one of swift resolutions or immediate gratifications. It is a pilgrimage marked by moments of clarity, shadowed at times by the trials designed to strengthen the very core of our faith. As I walk this path, I hold on to the promise that, in God's time, the tapestry of my life will reveal a pattern of divine grace and purpose, a reflection of His love and faithfulness. As I journey further, guided by the light of Scripture and the trials that shape my faith, I find solace in the realization that my spiritual path is uniquely mine, yet it is intricately connected to the universal story of redemption and grace. The story of Peter, with its raw portrayal of human frailty and divine mercy, serves as a beacon, reminding me that the journey towards God is replete with moments of both doubt and clarity. It reassures me that my struggles are not signs of abandonment but markers of a faith that is alive and growing. In the silence of prayer and reflection, I've come to appreciate the beauty of God's timing. His responses to my prayers may not always align with my immediate desires, but they unfold with a precision that speaks of a deeper understanding of my needs than I could ever grasp. This divine timing, often mysterious in its workings, has taught me the virtue of patience and the value of trust in the face of uncertainty. It has shown me that the essence of faith lies not in the fervency of our prayers for material blessings but in the quiet surrender to God's will and wisdom. This surrender has led me to a place of contentment, a state of being where my identity and worth are not measured by worldly success but by my closeness to the Creator. The yearning for material riches has been replaced by a desire for spiritual richness, a wealth that finds expression in acts of love, kindness, and compassion. It is in this state of spiritual poverty that I find true abundance, for it is here, in the relinquishment of earthly desires, that I am drawn closer to the heart of God. The journey thus far has been one of transformation, a journey from seeking God's hand in the form of blessings to seeking His face in the moments of quiet communion. It has been a shift from understanding faith as a means to an end to seeing it as the end itself. This shift has brought about a profound peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, grounding me in the midst of life's storms. As I look to the future, I am filled with a sense of hopeful anticipation. I am reminded of Philippians 1 verse 6, which declares, "Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." This promise holds a profound truth, the assurance that my spiritual journey is under the tender care of a loving God, who is actively shaping my path, refining my faith, and leading me towards a deeper understanding of His grace and love. The path ahead may be veiled in mystery, but I walk it with a heart full of trust, knowing that each step taken in faith brings me closer not only to understanding my place in God's grand design, but also to embodying the love and grace that He has so freely given. It is in this journey of faith, with its highs and lows, its certainties and doubts, that I find the true essence of living, a continuous unfolding of a deeper relationship with the divine, marked by a relentless pursuit of spiritual growth and the humble acceptance of God's will. Concluding this reflective journey through the realms of faith, doubt, and divine guidance, we arrive at a place of deeper understanding and renewed commitment to the spiritual path that lies before us. As the chapters of my spiritual journey unfold, each step, each revelation, has led me closer to the heart of what it means to live a life of faith. It is a journey not defined by the absence of storms, but by the presence of a steadfast anchor amidst the turbulence. The lessons learned from the Scriptures, particularly the life of Peter and his transformative journey with Christ, have served as a lighthouse, guiding me through my own moments of tempest and tranquility. In embracing the trials and tests that have come my way, I've discovered the profound truth that God's testing is not a punishment but a refinement. It is through these divine challenges that my faith has found its strength, my resolve its firmness. The narrative of my life, interwoven with moments of divine intervention and insight, speaks of a God.